93.7 The River, River City's Classic Rock. We got cash for you coming up here in just 2 minutes. Double pay work day on the final 3 days this week. 6A to 6P, right around the bottom of each hour. $12,000 a day, $60,000 a week. Had you been here last week, because after Wednesday, we're done with this, so take advantage of the cash. All right, the oven mitts, they got to come off. It's time for a food fight.
Uh-oh.
We got T-Day on Thursday, and we're going to have three separate food fights this week. We have to discuss the hard news. We got to get down to the Thanksgiving table.
Okay.
And we got to talk turkey. But before we talk turkey, the food fight today, instant mashed potatoes or real?
Oh.
766-9370. Dana, Joe, and I, we've long debated this. Mm-hmm. Joe's wrong. I'm right.
I'm not wrong.
If you have to sit down with taters, Dana, do you want real mashed or do you want boxed?
You and I are going to fight. It's all about real mashed potatoes.
Always has been. I'm going to hit a girl. Yep. I'm gonna choke a chick out.
Yeah? You're going to choke a chick out with some taters?
Yeah, yeah. You want real.
I don't know what planet you're from.
I'm punching.
Planet weird.
I'm kicking and biting, so I mean.
Oh, she's kicking and biting.
I got the ankle biting down.
Ankle biting.
Yes, that's yes.
Wow.
I'm gonna sit back in a chair and watch and eat taters.
Yeah,
Joe, mashed potatoes.
Joe, you got pillow biting down. Dana's got ankle biting down. No one's safe here. Oh my
How did God. I get drugged into this? I'm on the sideline.
Okay, Dana. 5 seconds. You mm-hmm. ready? Actually, I'll give you 10 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. Food fight. You got 10 seconds. Why are real better? Quickly.
The instant ones are grainy.
Wow, that took you 3 seconds.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Okay, Joe, you've got 10 seconds. And again, Joe, you're a real mashed potato or two.
I'm a real mashed potato.
Yeah, you don't want instant. Okay.
They taste better, and I like the chunks.
I love the chunks.
Oh, the chunks. You like the chunks.
That's my favorite part
of it. But my dad's the one who makes the mashed potatoes in our house. And he makes them super creamy because he doesn't like the chunks. But it's all about the creaminess and the soft and the warm and the not graininess because that's the part that's nasty.
You just can't get that same blended creamy. That's a great word.
Yeah, creamy
potato flavor from a boxed potato.
Okay, and now I'll chime in. My 10 seconds, time, taste, consistency, ease, cost. I can keep going. And the other thing is the chunks. It is virtually impossible, and I don't care which Martha, the aunt from wherever, or grandma, or what tradition, if someone says they can make the potato creamier than a boxed potato, they're lying, and your taste buds are lying to you, your tongue is lying to you. It is physically impossible to get a potato as smooth as a dehydrated flake that comes out of a box.
You haven't had Jeff Thompson potatoes.
Yeah.
Is that your father?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Thompson potatoes. Here's the thing, though. The box, they come out so creamy, and I don't know what you're talking about with the grainy or the starchy.
Oh, they're so grainy and starchy. They're awful.
It's like having a warm potato milkshake. If you get like an Idaho, they come out phenomenal.
That sounds awful.
Spectacular. And it takes you, honestly, if you microwave the water, you have potatoes in less than a minute. I mean, the potatoes are done. Everything's inside of them, and you're...
That's not like a selling point.
But here's the thing for me with food. The more time you put into it, the better it tastes.
That's wrong.
No,
here's the thing. You know, for years and years and years, people have always shouted.
That's called love.
No one makes a hamburger like my grandma. Really? Well, you know what? If your grandma made such great hamburgers, why do we have hamburger joints on every corner? People always say...
Because Grammy can only make them for a family. She's got old hands. There could be some rheumatoid arthritis kicking in.
Yeah. Well, maybe Grandma doesn't like you.
And her fingers always smell like onions. Did your grandma, anytime you went to give her a hug or a kiss on Thanksgiving Day, you know, she had those whiskers on that bowl that she always just reeked of onion.
My grandma never, none of those are accurate descriptions of my grandma.
She didn't have a whisker on a mole?
No.
What about an onion smell during Thanksgiving?
No.
Then really? Where did that whisker on your mole come from?
I don't have one on my face. There you go.
That came from the concert Saturday.
766-9370, little food fight. Me, for years and years and years, I know that it's a small corner, but I defend it dearly.
You sure do, dude.
I love the box potatoes just because they're so the same. The consistency, meaning the flavor. They're so easy. They're so cheap to do. You don't have to skin them. Lots of people like the skin on them. But I'm telling you, if I sit down at a Turkey Day table and there's a real potato in front of me... I push it away.
Really?
I don't like Thanksgiving much anyway. But so you either get too much milk, you get something that didn't get skimmed, you get something that's clumpy, or you get something that is too buttery.
Oh, the red mashed potatoes with the skin on. Hello, nurse.
A red potato is a good potato.
Hello, nurse.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mac. Mac, I think this is easy. I'm going to lose this food fight, but I'll let you chime in. Mac, what's better, real or boxed?
I mean, don't give it away for all the other people.
It's free.
Oh, yes, you are. There he
is. Mac, which is better?
It's got to be real, Joe. Doug, hate to tell you.
Why?
Flavor.
There you go. There you go, Mac. See, there you go.
Why do you think a boxed potato has less flavor? An instant potato.
No love.
Oh, it's like eating sand.
Why don't you ask the guys on the International Space Station? You're taking up. Why don't you have some tang with your, you know? I mean,
again, that's not dehydrated orange juice. That was like made in a lab orange powder.
There's okay.
Idahoan potatoes and other boxed potatoes, all they do is they take real potatoes and they suck the air out of them and the moisture and they chop them into flakes.
That sounds like something I really want in my belly.
And mix it with sand.
Yeah.
They don't taste like sand. You guys see, here's the thing. You've given up on boxed potatoes. You haven't put the same love into it because you think it's so
I'm not going to sit there and try every boxed potato out there so that I know which one's the best. No, I want real mashed potatoes.
There's
thank
no
you.
Reason to get a boxed potato anymore. If you come to the party too lazy to blend and make your own real potatoes, there's now a potato and a butter bowl that I've turned you on to. You don't need to turn to the boxed potatoes. You can go to the Country Crock Loaded. Those are all fake potatoes, probably. No, your alley.
Boxed potatoes are not fake. They're real potatoes. Idahoan potatoes are real. They're just dehydrated.
You know why they don't taste good? Because they've been processed.
Yeah. Grandma didn't make them with any kind of care or love in her heart on the morning before Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, you know what? Grandma sometimes drinks. Grandma sometimes gets behind the bottle during...
What's this sometimes you're talking? She drinks during Thanksgiving.
Okay. And Grandma is a seasoned professional.
Yes.
She can drink all she wants, and she will still make bomb potatoes.
She's going to screw your potatoes up.
No.
And you know what? I'm always the one that gets the screwed up real potato. I can taste it. A lot of people out there with lesser palates, they're not going to know.
Oh,
they're none the wiser.
Now.
But I'm here to... And I should have done this before we talked about it today. I should have brought potatoes in to Dana, and I should have brought two boxes in, or two types of potatoes.
I'm fine. I don't need them.
You'd be able to. He tried to do this to me one time. I could tell differences.
I never did the potato taste with you.
I've done the potato taste myself.
You would not know if I brought them in and I said, okay, one's real, one's fake. I hand you both boxed potatoes. You say, wow, they're both real.
Yeah, I can't really push the fact that I would know. I probably wouldn't.
Really? A guy that can't tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi, you think you're going to spot out a real potato?
No one can.
766-9370. We'll give you the cash here in 1 second. Who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Amy, are you in my corner or theirs?
I am not in your corner. Sorry. It's all about the real, man. It's all about the real.
Okay,
the only thing boxed potatoes are good for is my mom does have an amazing recipe for potato rosemary rolls, and that requires the dehydrated potatoes.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know what? Every year we're going to talk about this because I'm going to fight. I am going to fight, and I'm going to take a stand, and I'm going to convert the world, and I will not stop until I can. I need more people on Team Boxed Potatoes. Chrissy, good morning.
Good morning.
Team Taters. Okay. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Welcome, Chrissy.
So,
what's up?
So my grandparents used to own a restaurant in Valley Springs, and they're like the best cooks that I've ever, you know.
And they use boxed potatoes.
They put, for my whole life, I always told everyone, my grandpa makes the best mashed potatoes. They're real. Come to find out, they're actually a mixture.
Yeah,
you see real mashed potatoes with a little bit of the box mashed potatoes.
Oh, he finally came clean on it.
He said that's the way that makes them creamy. But still got real potatoes in there.
Uh-huh. See, now here's the thing.
I thought they were real mashed potatoes.
Here's the thing, you know, it's like, hey, kids, you got to go to bed. You got to go to bed early because Santa, he's going to come tonight, you know. No one can see the magic. You know, the kids have to go to bed early. Same thing. You think you're going to get into grandma's kitchen or your aunt's kitchen or your mom's kitchen at 4 in the morning or 6 a.m.? No. There's a lock on the door. She's got armed guards out there. No one knows this, but all these years you've been eating, enjoying, and loving boxed potatoes, and you were none the wiser because everyone does that. They won't tell you, but they're all using some dehydrated Idahoans to make those real potatoes so much better.
They are not.
I'm telling you, you're never going to know the truth, but in secrecy, all these moms are doing what her grandparents did. They're all fudging. They're all fudging, making good taters. Erica, welcome. Or Aaron, I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi, first time caller.
Oh, wow, look at that.
So I finally had to chime in with you guys, and I'm on the fence about it because I like both boxed and real potatoes. Growing up, my grandmother, who was widowed with six kids, always made boxed potatoes, and I never knew the difference until I was like 10 or 11. I was like, what? Those aren't real, you know?
So you're on the fence, though. What does that mean? Like, you get a hankering for potato. Like, let's say you got, I don't know, you got a meatloaf at home, okay?
Exactly.
And you got a meatloaf at home right now. You want to go home for lunch or tonight, and you want to have it with gravy and potatoes. What are you doing?
Yep. Just the other night, I made pot roast, and I used the Idahoan.
Oh, there she is! I got someone in my corner!
Wait a minute. You put fake potatoes in a pot roast?
I had pot roast with mashed potatoes and gravy.
And for other people out there, here's the other thing.
In that scenario, I used it, you know?
See, with meatloaf, you are not going to find a more clear-cut champion than an Idahoan potato, because you can make those up, and that's what you actually frost your meatloaf with when you put that nice layer of potato on there. And those Idahoan potatoes, they will brown and they will crisp differently than real mashed. And you can do this in half the time, and then you put gravy on the top. That's what I'm talking about. You ain't going to get that from a real potato.
Well, they brown and they crisp like a polymer, because it's not like a real potato.
Polymers don't brown and crisp, you see. Polymers are a hard substance. That's what they take to space. That's why they use polymers, so it wouldn't burn. Everything you just said was ass backwards. We got cash, and then you want the... All right, back to this. 766-9370. Now we're picking up steam, and we're converting a nation. John, you're in my corner. Welcome.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, John.
John, you like box better than real. Why?
Consistency.
Uh-huh.
I hate the chunky.
Yep.
Don't like the skins on it. When I want potatoes, I want a nice, creamy mashed potato.
Yeah. Yeah, and here. That's why. And again,
you don't need to have skins on them to make a good mashed potato. You use the potato peeler. I watch Grandma.
Yeah, some people, see, they do like the skin. Others don't with mashed potatoes. Here's the thing. Maybe I was just ruined by a mom and possibly a grandma that didn't whip the potatoes enough, but I don't know why. And I told my mom every freaking year, don't make real potatoes. I won't eat them. If you're not going to have mashed, I won't come see you for Thanksgiving. And she'll say, my potatoes are better. I put more milk in them and I put butter. And I would have to tell my mom, I'd have to break her heart on Thanksgiving morning and say, your potatoes suck. And I've told her that year after year because they were always lumpy. They'd always have a little butter here. They were always a little milky there. They'd have chunks in them. Mom's potatoes, and love my mom to death. My mom's potatoes sucked. They really did. And that's why I fell in love with Idahoan, because whoever's back there at the plant in Idaho grinding up those potatoes, they are perfect every time. The directions on the box, spot on.
Well, I'll tell you who's doing it. A machine. Because there's no hands of love grinding up and polymerizing potatoes.
I think there's a grandma back there in Idaho, and I think she sits in the kitchen all day, and that's all she does is peel potatoes, and then I think what she does is she rolls down her stockings, you know, like on Mama's Family, that grandma.
I don't even want to hear this.
Yeah, like Lucy, you know, mashing wine and all that.
No.
Yeah, and I think what she does is she squishes all the potatoes into those fine little flakes that we get, and then we bring them here, we pour milk in it, you know, a little bit of butter, water, bam.
With her feet.
Well, I think. I'm not sure. I've never,
you
like,
keep beating them out of the box, then. I'm good.
Joe will never try them now.
Oh, no way.
The conversion starts. My disciples are coming in. Jerry, we've got a fighter now, don't we? Jerry, you like box better, too?
Yeah, I grew up with mom's mashed potatoes. They were the greatest thing in the world, but a woman surprised me a couple months ago with actually bagged potatoes. It's called Fully Loaded, and these things were the greatest thing on earth.
Hold on. We got to stop the train. What is this called?
They're called Fully Loaded. I don't know what company makes it, but it's like in a little bag.
Ooh. Is it a bag, or is it in a like a butter, like a country crock butter bowl, because I turned dog onto the fully loaded country crock butter bowls. Those are the ones you could take to barbecues and whatnot.
I don't like those.
You did too.
I bought a couple
of
them.
I haven't seen the bowls.
Because they had like bacon, they had stuff.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah, but they're like tons of sodium. They're so bad for you. Those, again.
Those are better than Box.
No, they're not. They're not.
You're not going to give me that?
No, those are not better than Box. You were bringing, Joe was bringing these country crock potatoes.
Well, they're easy to bring to bar. If you're going to bring a side of food or whatever, they're easy to bring. Because I don't know how to make mashed potatoes, man. Come on.
I did buy a couple bowls of those, and I did eat a couple.
I thought you liked them.
No, they're okay. You know what?
I'm going to stop bringing them to the barbecues if I ever get invited again.
Well, please don't. Just keep bringing your beloved deviled eggs.
I will.
But no, I do like the Box a little bit better than those because they're just so hearty. They taste so realistic, and they're just so meaty and juicy, these dehydrated potatoes.
They're not meaty and juicy from a dehydrated Box.
They have a good potato flavor. It's robust.
Yes, they do not.
Jerry, let's go to this one. We'll go to Troy. Troy, good morning.
Box potatoes are just as good as real potatoes.
Yeah, there
okay,
he is.
Okay, listen. I didn't think he had that many cousins that were listening in the general area. We got to stop getting your family members to call in here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at this. We got another one. Look at this now. We've got a whole corner of fight champions. Antone, boxed or real?
Okay, guys. Now, Joe, you know this is going to pain me to agree with Dog, but on average, boxed is better.
Oh, yes. Antone, you've always been in my corner for years. What's going on here?
I know, man.
Potato fight has brought you to his side.
I'm sorry. I'm throwing up in my mouth a little bit right now, Chuck. But
you know why? Probably because it was a real potato that you're just now regurgitating, making room for the box
from last year's Thanksgiving. Yes. Yeah.
So
I was a line cook at a restaurant in Boise, Idaho, one time. And these Le Cordon Bleu trained chefs knew how to make real mashed potatoes out of real potatoes. But the average mom or grandma, they don't have that. They don't have that level. So.
Oh, I see what he's saying here.
So, 90%, Antone, 90% of the people out there for Thanksgiving, what they're going to do is they're going to think they're giving their families a good, wholesome, real mashed potato, but all they're doing is shorting their family and not giving them what they would prefer, which what you're saying is a box, because no one's capable of making a mashed potato as good as the box. Or, I'm sorry, small percentage of people are not capable.
Some people can make really good mashed potatoes out of real potatoes, but on average, no.
Maybe. Yeah. See, now we're talking statistics and probability and averages. Antone, always pleasant. Look at that.
You got to have a good grandma stirring hand if that's what you want. Or I even say take it to the blender.
Yeah, but you're all varicose. Your grandma's all tired. She's been dicing onions all day. She's been chopping on the line, getting everything ready. She's weak.
It's a frail hand, but it's a strong one.
Well, I think it's exhausted. See, you just heard the guy. He's using averages. The average human, 90% of the people out there can't do it. Wow. Food fight. Jump on Facebook.
He's using percentages.
I love that. It's waiting for you on Facebook. We got Thanksgiving on Thursday. I think tomorrow we're going to have another throwdown, too.
Oh, could we?